The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this episode belong solely to the speaker and do not reflect the views of the speaker's employers, organizations, associated groups, or any sponsors of Mind and Design. While we are interested in moving the discussion of mental health forward and normalizing these topics, we are not mental health professionals. And more importantly, we're not your mental health professionals. If you're suffering from a mental health crisis, contact your doctors, call 911 for an emergency, or contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline 24 hours a day at 1-800-273-8255.
Hey everybody, welcome to Mind Plus Design, the show where we find the connection with mental health and the creative arts. I'm Bobby, and some of y'all have holiday blue balls, and it shows.
And I'm Stephanie. I'm just like an advent calendar. You people take something from me every day and give nothing back. Welcome to this episode. It's been a minute.
Yes, it has.
And let's just update our listeners a little bit on what we've been up to. I know we haven't put out a new episode in quite some time, but it's good to be back. And this time around, we're actually in the same room. Let's talk about why.
Oh, okay. So for my updates, I have a new job, and I actually started back in September, and I am back in Nashville after a 6-year hiatus.
Yeah, you were out there in Georgia being a peach.
And before that, South Texas.
Yeah, well, welcome back to Tennessee, land of honky-tonks and cheap souvenir tchotchkes.
And Dolly Parton.
And Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton welcomes you for sure, at least, if nothing else. So you moved and you transitioned from your old job in higher ed into an in-house marketing department. And I also had a job change in August, right before you, I transitioned from an in-house marketing department into an agency setting, thanks to an old colleague that I used to work with who put my name in the hat when they needed some people. So the lesson here is to be good to your coworkers because you never know when they're going to help you out.
Right. Episode 1 of our podcast actually covers that.
Right. Exactly. But yeah, I'm liking my new gig. It's going well. And you are liking yours better than your last one, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm starting to kind of like the challenges with this new job, but I'm also liking how I get to kind of expand upon the knowledge I already have in a whole different light. I think in higher education, you really are under one brand and your focus is on one brand. Your audience is already kind of decided. So when you go into a different situation where that audience tends to move a little bit and tends to be a lot more expansive, the challenges become a lot more interesting.
Yeah. And my transition has been interesting in that the culture and environment is totally different from my old gig. It's a lot more, I think when you are in an agency setting, there's something to be said for the barrier in between you and the client. And like, it has made advocating for certain things a lot easier. And it also, it's like, everybody has a shared perspective that is a little less stressed out because, you know, like, you don't have leadership from that direct department that's just focused on that one company breathing down your neck. Like, you have the benefit and barrier of the accounts people and project managers who are able to help you push back when you need it and who are able to help you communicate with the clients. And the people I work with are amazing. And let's just make a note here that we both got pretty healthy raises. So shout out to negotiating. Everybody should do it because your labor is worth their money. So ask for what you deserve. In fact, ask for more than what you think you deserve because you probably deserve that, and nobody is going to give you more than you ask for. They're only going to come down. So, side note, negotiate. But we're here today to talk a little bit about the holidays because they are right around the corner. We just finished up Thanksgiving and we're rolling right into Christmas.
So much fun. So much fun. I think during this time, there's a lot of a different, I guess, array of emotions that kind of go through everybody. And I think that's something first to kind of recognize is this episode isn't to discredit anybody's feelings, anybody's perspectives. In fact, it's to embrace all different perspectives.
Yeah, and it's hard because I feel like the holidays are hard for everyone in different ways. Like, whether it's because you have small children that you're trying to, appreciate and give them a good holiday, or whether it's because you don't and you wish you did, or you have family members that can be stressful, or there's tension, or because you tend to isolate and you don't have all those people around you. Like, it's just the holidays are a battlefield. So I think it's important to talk about that kind of thing.
Love is a battlefield. Pat Benatar said that.
That's true, she did. And the holidays are about love, allegedly, and capitalist indulgence. But as far as like, tell me about for you in particular, what makes holidays stressful for you?
Unrealistic expectations. I can already state that right off the bat. Before we started, we kind of talked a little bit about what holidays were for us. I think it's overspending when you don't have the money, or it's over what is it, overcommitting, especially when there's millions of different parties going
Oh my God.
on.
So many events and gatherings, and everybody expects you to come.
Yeah, so I would definitely say expectations, and I think that's also within a lot of creatives work fields, whether you're a performance artist right now and you are extremely, extremely busy, that is something to be stated where you have gig after gig after gig and you're expected to be on it at all times. It's in a very exhausting.
Well, and in work too, like whether you're, I mean, Nashville in particular is a community that has a lot of performing artists, so that's certainly true. But even if you're not, even just in design, you and I both have felt the holiday crunch because the work that we touch like deals with so much retail brand equity. And so, of course, around the holidays, retailers are like, buy our stuff. Which inevitably means like people like you and me feel the push of like extra work and last minute changes and chaos because people get flustered and panicked, especially when they're working in fields that are trying to like capture the revenue of the shopping season. And so then they're like, do this, do this, do this. No, let's back up and change this because it's not right. And there's just a whole lot of extra scrutiny on the work side.
Piggybacking off that for a second, also consider those who may not have the pressure of like working in-house somewhere, or they are in-house that doesn't have that push. You also got to consider it's end of year for a lot of people. So when we have a little bit of a break coming up for some people, but when they come back, it's that total evaluation of budget. So there might be that crunch time of I'm working on this one particular campaign and I need to provide proof that we still need to push money toward this.
Right, we're gonna make our quarterly goals or whatever. And even I haven't had to deal with this in a while, but I can think back to when I was full-time freelancing and like I'm sure there's some freelancers out there that like are making bank around the holidays because of the push. But I've definitely had a holiday season or two where I was freelancing and it was the opposite. Like everybody was directing their budgets and their their labor towards like internal resources and not hiring stuff out And then you'll have to deal with the stress of holiday expectations without that extra money. And that's really tough. That can be really stressful. Especially if you're not always the best planner like me.
If you are the best planner, it's always a flip side of the coin. If you are the best planner, though, you also have that internal headspace where it is constant pressure. I think I've heard it from design students, young designers. I'm a perfectionist. I'm a perfectionist. And that's definitely an episode that we will cover in the future. But perfectionism, especially during this time, it's that unrealistic expectation.
And for students, like right around now and right before now, they're all dealing with finals. Like you have a colleague that is an intern transitioning to a full-time employee who is like dealing with all the regular holiday stuff, but on top of that is trying to like finish up all the like last bits of portfolio stuff and any last little pieces for the end of their school year. So it's hard on everybody. For sure.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
So, Stephanie, what makes the holiday stressful?
Well, Bobby, a lot of things. For one thing, seasonal affective disorder is real. This part of the year, you just get much less sunshine. There's expectations around shopping and Christmas presents. And I know we were talking about this earlier, but for me personally, like growing up, I didn't grow up in a family that had a whole lot of money. But my parents, for some reason, had this like compulsion to overcompensate around the holidays, which as a kid was exciting when we got gifts, but it also, I think it skewed all of our expectations and they would often wind up overextending themselves at the holidays. So even as a grown up, like my little brother and I have a tendency to like overdo it at Christmas if we're not careful because we grew up with those patterns. So outside of that, like shopping and being expected to spend money, whether you've got it or not, events and socializing, like for me, I am a relatively well camouflaged introvert. And so having people expect you to show up to, you gotta come out to this party or you gotta come out to this show or it's Christmas, like you gotta make an appearance, like that's a lot of pressure. And feeling like my batteries don't get as much of a chance to recharge around this time of year. And then also, painful memories bubble up around the holidays. Family and friends are associated with memories around this time of year. So if you're somebody that's lost someone, like my partner a couple years ago lost his father around Thanksgiving. And so the Christmas right after that was really bittersweet because, the whole family was kind of hoping that dad would make it to Christmas and he didn't. And so remembering him around this time of year is really painful for my partner. And a lot of people are in that boat. And then I think feeling lonely in general is another thing. Like, people that either don't have families anymore or have cut off their families for various reasons. Maybe they have a toxic family that doesn't accept them or that doesn't respect their boundaries, and so they've had to go no contact. Or maybe it's just as simple as like you're in college and all of your friends are back home and you're stuck at home, you're stuck at campus on the dorms by yourself and you're not able to travel home. So feeling lonely this time of year is like so much worse. And then I think the final thing that I wanted to touch on is feeling culturally ostracized. And what I mean by that is, there's not nearly the diverse amount or a strong diversity in representation when it comes to holidays. Like, I am not Jewish, I'm not Christian either. But Christmas has become such a secular holiday that obviously I was raised with lots of Christmas traditions. And what about the people that weren't? What about the people that practice Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or are atheist and, you know, try to distance themselves from everything? And then they kind of feel out on this island socially because this whole time of year, everything is marketed to people that practice these celebrations. So talk to me about how any of those have affected you or if you have any thoughts on any of those.
Just kind of working my way back. I think being agnostic, my biggest thing is I kind of appreciate everybody's view on different things. And I practice as much as I can non-judgment. Like, it's a hard thing, especially
in the South.
Oh, especially in the South. But it's also a hard thing to do internally because we are taught to judge at such an early age. And during this time, especially during this time period, it is very easy to want to judge someone's situation or judge somebody's perspective of why they don't celebrate certain things. For me, this time more represents quiet and silence. And I don't think a lot of people get that. I think a lot of people hear a lot of the noise and everything. For me, it's going outside when it's cold, seeing the lights, seeing all of that, but being quiet. And that's where I feel like a lot of people don't see that side of it. And they see it maybe as like, oh, well, that's a form of depression, but silence is not a form of depression. Silence is something we should all kind of practice to get comfortable with, in my opinion.
Yeah, it sounds like you're coming from a place of valuing, like, reflection and being meditative and thinking back and reflecting back on the year.
And it's a double-edged sword on that one as well, because sometimes reflecting back on a very difficult year, we've had the past few years have been very difficult for a lot of people. And I think having to remember so many different things and those set of expectations that you had in the beginning of the year and reflecting back, I never got to this. I never was able to do that. That goes back into those expectations where it's like, you didn't get through, like, it's so easy to focus on those things you didn't do versus like, what did I do? I survived.
Right.
Kind of reflecting now, it's like I survived. I got a new job. I'm back where I have a bigger support system. I'm much more clear-headed than I was where I was in the past. I started seeking mental health again, started focusing on my mental health care. I started focusing on writing articles, doing artwork, getting involved with the art scene.
Right, but it's so easy at the beginning of the year to like have these lofty goals.
Oh yeah.
And like, I'm gonna do this, this, and this. And then when you get to the end of the year thinking, like you said, it's so easy to focus on the things that you didn't check off your list instead of giving yourself the grace to focus on what you did.
Right, and kind of like self-care, which again is another episode that we've done before, but focusing on self-care, sometimes it's the small things. Like, I survived. Saying it kind of seems like a small thing, like, okay, well, you're a human being, it's an expectation, but it's not an expectation for everybody. It's not a realization for everybody. So being able to say, I survived.
Yeah, I mean, they're thankfully, by the grace of dog, because I mean, I'm right. Agnostic too, but anyway, thankfully, by the grace of the cosmos, this is not true for this year for me. But there have definitely been years where, like, I didn't get evicted this year, you know, like that was like a something worth patting myself on the back over, or I managed to like maintain employment or whatever the case may be. Just the little things that it's so easy to overlook.
And I've been able to maintain healthy relationships. And this
except year, for your relationship with Santa Claus. You keep sitting on his lap.
He likes it. But no, I mean, sitting, having those like healthy relationships, being able to also say no, and being able to also say like, this is not a relationship I see for myself.
Or this is a relationship I need to dial back my investment in. You know, like that definitely happens sometimes where it's like you spent, I'm thinking of someone we both know in particular, where you wind up spending a lot of time and energy on a person and then you come to that realization that they're not giving back. And instead of having a big dramatic blow up or explicitly saying like, I'm not your friend anymore. You have to just kind of dial back your investment in that person and manage your expectations.
Right. So, yeah, with this whole list, like, obviously there's 10 million other things kind of going on as well. And again, everyone has a different perspective of what makes things difficult. Diving into the positivity, I will say, is useful. Just don't be toxic about it. Don't make it a chore to dive into positivity. It's okay to also recognize the grief, the pain, the recognize what is all going on in the situation. But you can provide some healthy and like positive solutions. You don't always have to have a positive outcome.
Yeah, and we'll dive more into that in our next section of the podcast, but I think yeah, as long as you're not doing that thing where you are in denial, you know, like you're using positivity to like ignore or deny to yourself things that you could do better or things that you're struggling with, like it's really important to just give yourself a pat on the back for what you did accomplish.
Right. Adding, I think, something else to this list is also something that kind of involves with aging and how the holidays have become so much, and how you reflect back on this used to be a great holiday, this used to be this. Like, the rumination, I think, was also a thing that adds into the stress. So, everything on that list.
I'll never get the high again of the Christmas I got the N64. Never. I'll be chasing that dragon for the rest of my
I remember
life.
where I was when I got the N64.
Of course you do.
But you know, it's just one of those things where we all have to sit there and I don't know, just all be honest with ourselves for a second. And it's okay to be honest with ourselves. Like, we're not robots that I know of.
Allegedly,
AI has gotten pretty evolved.
we might be in the Matrix or in Cyberpunk.
Girl,
This
who
could be Blade
knows?
Runner. You might be oh, my nerd card is about to get revoked. What are they called? Replicants. You might
Replicants.
be a replicant.
I hope so.
Me too. All right, let's wrap this section up and we'll be back here in a minute with how to overcome some of this stress.
And so we're back.
All right, let's talk about how we can overcome some of these holiday challenges and stressful circumstances. Let's talk about SAD first, seasonal affective disorder. What would you recommend for somebody suffering from that?
I would say the bigger thing first is to reach out for any resources or seek actual counseling help, like therapy help. It's a great place to actually get a good start into the situation. I also would say reaching out to your support group or support system, your community of people, whatever the case may be. If you feel like that's lacking, then definitely professional help.
Yeah, and the other thing with SAD, because it has to do with your lack of sunshine, you can also, they make what are called happy lamps. I forget what type of UV light it is, but it's like you can buy those happy lamps that'll give you the same sort of light that you would get from the sun. if you're cooped up indoors. You can also, and obviously, like Bobby mentioned, all of this is something worth discussing with a mental health professional, but you can also take vitamin D supplements to get the same nutrients that you would from the sun. From what I understand, vitamin D is one of those things that I feel like a lot of clinicians feel like we don't get enough of anyway. So that is probably worth discussing with your support team. And even just like recognize when it could be the weather affecting you and finding excuses to go get out into the sun, whether it's like taking your dog to the dog park or calling a friend and saying like, "Hey, instead of going to get coffee, why don't we go take a walk first?" And taking advantage of those daylight hours, I think, is probably a good idea if you know that that weighs you down.
I think also piggybacking off that, for those who have the ability to take PTO and you have to take it before the end of the year, these are some good times to start taking it and really honing in on just being able to say, I need to take a day just to sit and do nothing.
Oh, totally. Like, because I started my new job in the middle of the year, I didn't get the full like PTO, like they basically not prorated it, but like gave me X amount of days, and I kind of held on to them because I didn't have any plans to go out of town at the end of the year. So I've got 4 day extra days off this month, and I'm definitely gonna use some of that time for some much needed self-care. Let's talk about shopping and financial pressures. I think one of the biggest things that you can do there is it doesn't just apply to shopping, but setting boundaries in general. And for shopping specifically, set yourself a holiday budget and don't let any sort of like guilt or feeling like, oh, I haven't done enough, deter you from sticking to that budget.
And a lot of creatives that are listening in, utilizing your art as a way of giving a gift
Absolutely.
is also really impactful. I've done that a few years. So if you made prints that are just laying around that you're like, this person would really like this.
I have a friend that I used to work with that she does ceramics, and I actually like commissioned her this year, 'cause she texted a bunch of friends saying like, "Hey, I'm about to buy supplies to make ceramics. If you want anything as a gift or something for yourself, let me know." And it wasn't super expensive, but it was also a way to like use those dollars to support a local artist that is somebody that I'm actually personally invested in.
Bingo.
So that's true. And even if you don't have the spoons figuratively to create, because I know sometimes I don't. One thing you can do, even if either if you have an original that you can get prints made of, so you only have to make that creation once and then you can reuse it as a gift, or there's other little things that are kind of like doing something with your hands and being using that creative outlet in a way that don't require the amount of thinking and energy, like plants. Like, I have so many plants that have gone crazy over the summer and early fall that now I've been propagating. And so I have a ton of little baby plants. And there's always those circumstances where, like, your coworkers or extended family, where they're not somebody that you're super close to and you want to go buy a gift for, but just having some sort of token gesture, like, here's a baby UFO plant that I propagated off of my main one. It still demonstrates that care and appreciation in a way that's not going to affect your wallet.
Yeah, and also kind of a, as a same coin, different side. We talked about, that forced time with people. There's a way of kind of turning that where it's, telling friends maybe that, hey, this year I can't really buy for friends. Let's do something
Totally.
instead, if you have the mental space and, your social tank isn't empty.
Absolutely. And I think the boundary setting, doesn't just apply to Christmas shopping, but it also ties in with what you're saying here about social stuff. Tell yourself or plan for this. And like, if you know you've got friends that are going to make plans or family that are going to make plans, tell yourself you're only going to go to XYZ events and stick to it. Or tell yourself, I'm only going to spend an hour or an hour and a half at this party, and then I know it's time for me to leave at 9 o'clock or whatever. And don't be afraid to say no. And also don't be afraid. I know for me personally, it's easy to get sucked into that. Like, you're just talking to somebody and they're like, hey, we've got a thing going on Friday. You want to join? It's even if you don't have it in you to say no in that moment, even just saying, let me take a look at my calendar and get back to you. Like, people understand that. People know that the holidays are super busy for everyone. So anyone that's going to get offended or bothered if you have to tell them you'll get back to them, or you have to tell them you can't make it, is somebody that, I don't know, you might reconsider your investment in, for sure. So I also think giving yourself grace and reminding yourself, you know, like, this is a hard time of year for everyone, and it's okay to struggle. It's okay to have, you know, mixed feelings about the holidays. Like, that's absolutely normal, I think is another good approach here. And also, this was something we were talking about earlier, acknowledging grief. If you've lost a loved one around the holidays, or even you've lost a loved one and you're having a resurgence of holiday memories that are bittersweet or painful for you, just taking a second out to acknowledge that. And do you want to add anything to that, Bobby?
Yeah. Grief is something that I think it's a long, ongoing process. And sometimes we think of grief as like a death of somebody. Sometimes it's a loss of relationship. Sometimes it's that person you cut out, and you have to remind yourself of the hard fact that they're no longer in your life.
Absolutely. I have a good friend who got divorced this year. Him and his wife split up, I think, somewhere around September or October. And I made a point to tell him at some point. It occurred to me, I texted him one day and I was like, hey, make plans for the holidays. And he was like, yeah, but what, like, what do you mean? That was kind of out of the blue. And I'm like, look, it's going to be hard. This is your first holiday without that person that you've had in your life. I think they'd been married for like 7 years. Like, this is going to be the first holiday season that you don't share those holidays with her. So figure out something to do, whether that's going out of town to do something on your own that you're into, whether that's like finding somebody else who's having a holiday gathering that's willing to let you in, or hosting like an orphan Thanksgiving, orphan Christmas celebration yourself. Like, just find something to do to keep yourself busy, and plan for the fact that the holidays are going to be heavy and they're going to be harder this year than they might have been last year.
Right.
So yeah, definitely finding that support network to lean on, I think, is important. Do you have any other tips that you want to touch on, Bobby?
You know, last night we went to Nashville and Harmony.
Yes.
So
for our listeners, what is that?
So Nashville and Harmony is the LGBTQ+ choir here in Nashville, Tennessee. They're big focus is community and acceptance, and they share that in the music that they build. And the organization's been around, I think, for 18 years or something crazy. It's been around for a very long time, and they put on a great performance last night, and it was definitely their holiday everything, I think is what they called it. I wouldn't say it put me so much in the Christmas mood as much it was being around a community of people who were just enjoying themselves, and everybody listening to art, listening to music and listening to like the instrumental, and I don't know how else to kind of say it. It's like they were just enjoying the moment. I think in the holidays, especially post holidays, we have that New Year's resolution bullshit come around. And the reality of that is we're already saying, these are my expectations, this is what I'm gonna do, blah blah blah. And it's the problem with resolutions is we never put objectives to them. Like, how can I break this down into something reasonable?
Right.
So I would say with my big tip would be to find time to stay in the moment.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a really good sentiment, 'cause it's hard out here. Last night I found time in the moment by watching the terrible 2006 remake of the delightful proto slasher Black Christmas, and even though the remake was horrible, it was still like, just fun. Me and my partner sitting there making fun of this terrible movie that has to do with the holidays.
Those are one of those movies that are like, because there's so many bad ones. I think this Halloween we've seen so many bad horror movies, but there's something to be enjoyed about that. It was just like watching these holiday movies that are some staples. Like you have like the Lampoon's what is that?
Christmas Vacation,
Christmas
yeah.
Vacation and stuff like that. But there's times of like finding something that keeps you in the moment. Part of self-care is the act of mindfulness, keeping yourself in the moment and not focusing on 10 million other things.
Totally, yeah. And so, if you're the kind of person, it's okay if you're the kind of person that loves to get into it and wants to watch It's a Wonderful Life and A Christmas Story and all the classics and whatever. But if you're kind of a weirdo like me and you need to watch Black Christmas or the bad remake of Black Christmas to have a good time, like, do that. There is normal as a construct. And so find enjoyment in your holiday season however you can.
Die Hard,
Gremlins.
Batman Returns,
What are the other weird Christmas movies that I
Harry
watch?
Potter.
Oh yeah, you were talking about Harry Potter, and I was trying to tell you that you need to watch Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. For those of you that have never seen this delightful Jim Henson film, I think it's streaming free on Prime Video if you have access to that, but it's so good and so cheesy, and I love it.
Yeah, so just give some kind of some ideas of stuff to kind of watch if you don't want to watch anything holiday. If you don't want to watch TV, it doesn't matter. Like everything that you're doing for yourself, those little tiny things, doing the dishes,
Playing
cleaning,
Whamageddon.
playing Whamageddon.
If you're unfamiliar, Google it. The rules are everywhere on the internet. Try not to get whammed this Christmas season.
Stay organized, stay clean, like whatever it is on those aspects, like whatever you need to do for yourself to kind of get yourself back into a moment where you're not fretting about the future.
Totally. So before we wrap it up, I just want to read off some resources. If you or a loved one is struggling and need to reach out, obviously, the longer term solution would be to find a mental health care provider. I know Psychology Today's website is a great resource for finding a counselor, but if it's more of a crisis situation, there are a ton of resources out there. The National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI, their website is NAMI.org. And their 24/7 hotline is 1-800-950-6264. Or a little more easily remembered is it used to be known as the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It's now known as the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Again, this is a free resource that's available 24/7. All you have to do is dial 988 or Google them, and they've got chat resources as well as crisistextline.org. You can text HOME, HOME, to 741741, and they'll connect you with a volunteer crisis counselor. And if you check out their website, they have text, chat, and WhatsApp resources available as well. But happy holidays from us. Just want to tell everybody out there in listener land, we hope whatever your holiday season looks like, that you have a wonderful one and that you stay sane and stay creative.
Absolutely. And just remember, the elf behind the 7-Eleven is going to promise you a very big present. It's not that big and it's not that great.
This sounds like a personal story.
Part of my blog.
All right. Have a good one. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
This episode of Mind and Design was created and distributed with Anchor. Big thanks to Anchor for providing an easy platform to create and share with the world on. If you're interested in starting your own podcast, fire up a browser window and hit up anchor.fm to check it out.